Yo, everyone, it's Saturday, June 3rd. We got a full podcast for you all today. And we have emails, everything. We got it all. It's all ready. Alright, so let's start off with two emails, and then we'll get to basketball. Alright, this email is from Jenny saying, "Hey, I can't wait to hear the All Sportcast. I'm really glad to see you in a new studio, and your mic will stop screwing up now. Let the truth be told, let the truth be told." Our next email is from Roger saying, "You need football, man. You need football. I got your football. You stay tuned, right?" Alright. Now, there's some emails we'll get to you a little bit later. Let's talk a little bit of basketball. Last night, Detroit Pistons took on the Miami Heat. Detroit just couldn't hold on, and the Miamis go to the finals as Detroit loses 95-78. Man. Let's see. Miami is going to the finals. The Western Division will start off tonight at 8:30. Well, this will depend if they have to do Game 7 or not. And for those who don't know, it's Dallas versus Phoenix for tonight, for the Western Division. Last night, Heat were worried as Dwayne was sick. He's been sick this whole time. But Shaq and Jason had an amazing shooting spree. Shaq had 19 first round. And that's your Eastern Division winner. The Western Division is tonight at 8:30. So, you know, you got to give it up. Will this be the last game, or will there be a Game 7? Who knows? We'll find out. Now the moment you've all been waiting for? Not. Let's talk some baseball. All right. I have a huge special today for baseball. You might believe. Here's your National and American, West, Central, and Division wildcard records as of Friday yesterday. For the American League East Division, the league leader is the Boston Red Sox, and runner-up is the Yankees, who are half a game back. For the American League Central Division, the league leader is the Detroit Tigers, who have the best record, and the runner-up is the White Sox, who are 2.5 games back. That sucks for the White Sox in that division. The American League West Division leader is the Texas Rangers, and runner-up is the Oakland A's. Personally, I'd say that the West Division is the worst division, not only for the American side, but the whole Major League Baseball. They're by far the worst division. Talking about that, let's get to your National League wild card. For the West side, Diamondbacks are winning the wild card, and the runner-ups, the Dodgers, who are one game back. The Central League, which so happens to be my favorite league, and the winner, well, the leader so far, who just so happened to be my favorite team, the Cardinals, who just so have my favorite player, A.P. Albert Pujols, who's got himself 25 home runs and like 65 runs batted in or something like that. Well, let's see. They're the leader. Reds are runner-up, who are 4 games back. Yeah. Now we got the wild card all taken care of. Got you all that. Let's give you the league leader. Starting off, and this is not for the Nationals and not for the American. This is overall Major League Baseball league leaders. So there could be, there will be American League leaders and National League leaders. You know, it's all best overall, I guess you say. All right. For the batting average, Rios, I'm giving the last name so you know, who plays with Florida, who has a batting average of .354, and the most home runs is Albert Pujols with a whopping 25, who leads by 5, and he's apparently for the Cardinals. And for runs batted in, it's Pujols, who has 65, like I said earlier, who's on the Cardinal team, who's leading by a whole freaking amazing 15 runs. Man, they're never going to catch up to that guy. Pitchers, leading pitchers, I guess you say. Most wins is a 3-way tie with Glavine, Schilling, and Webb. The most strikeouts is Santana with 89, and best ERA is Webb with a 2.01. Now we got the wild card Major League Baseball leaders. Let's get you the results of the yesterday's games as of Friday, June 2nd. There's a couple postponed, but here we go. American League's first, then National League. Oh, here's all the American Leagues. L.A. Dodgers over Cleveland, 10-3. Boston over Detroit, 3-2. Yankees are over Baltimore, 6-5. Toronto over Tampa Bay, 13-4. Whew. Man, the Dodgers and the Cleveland, 10-3. Toronto over Tampa Bay, 13-4. We got some high-scoring games here. These people are really bad. Tampa and Cleveland, watch out. Texas Rangers over White Sox, 4-3. Seattle over Kansas, shut out, 4-0 for Seattle. Minnesota over Oakland A's, 2-1. For the National League, Padres over the Pirates, 7-0. Pirates, you know, they just suck, basically. They could take that whole organization and just throw them all away. Giants versus Mets, postponed due to rain. Diamondbacks versus Braves, postponed due to rain. Reds over the Astros, the Reds, woo! 14-3, man, that's amazing. Woo! Washington over Milwaukee, man, these are high scores last Saturday. Washington over Milwaukee, 10-4. This next one I don't want to say, but I'll say it. Cubs over the Cards, 5-4. Florida over Colorado, 4-2. Phillies over our Dodgers, 8-6. There's your results as promised for y'all yesterday. Let's talk some NASCAR. As you know, Casey Kane won last week with Jimmy Johnson's runner-up. Let's talk about this week on the 4th, which is Sunday at Dover International. It's a 400-lap race, and it's brought to you by Bank of America. The last six people to win at this racetrack, Dover International, were Jimmy Johnson, Greg Biffle, Ryan Newman, Mark Martin, Ryan Newman, and Ryan Newman. Woohoo! My prediction for Saturday is brought to you by Bank of America. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I think Ryan Newman will win. I like Jimmy Johnson the best, but he's won three of the past times, you know, of these six I've just named off. That's amazing. So now we talked a little bit of NASCAR, let's get to the one game you've all been waiting for me to talk about. Football! I don't have much, and the players. But here's how this preseason, season, and all that crap's gonna be set up. Alright. Starting on August 6th, the Hall of Fame game, Oakland versus Philadelphia. Then we have 4 weeks of preseason. Then we start the regular season, 17 weeks of football, 16 games each team. Week 1 starts off September 7th, and the last day of the season is December 31st. On January 6th or 7th, playoffs start. January 21st, conference championship starts, and on February 4th, hosted by CBS, I believe that's right, will be held on February 4th, the Super Bowl, in Miami, Florida this year. And then on February 10th, in Hawaii, the AFC-NFC Pro Bowl. CBS will be hosting the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl for the most of the games this season and the Pro Bowl, yeah. Now we got NASCAR baseball and all that other good stuff. I'm gonna have to say we're not gonna be able to get 30-minute sessions since there's not much sports to honestly talk about. Anyhow, I guess we'll say 10-minute ones from now on. Well, and who really wants to listen to a 30-minute podcast anyway? Well, I mean, they do if it's interesting, but sports, I mean, you can only hear it so much, I guess you could say. Whoa, okay. Alright, here's a couple emails. One's from Jerry saying, love the show, but if you could please add bowling, I'd really appreciate it. Will do, I guarantee I'll have some bowling on here for you tomorrow. Here's one from Jack saying, love the show. Rule missed the real music shows though. Me too. I don't care. Here's a couple of things you can do to help us. Let me remind you. Please become a fan. Leave some comments. Leave suggestions. Whatever. Go to our website at www.freewebs.com/sdlhoodsbroadcast/. Let's see. What else do we got for you? There's not really all that much to give you. That's really about it. We could, tomorrow, let's see, I'll give you the, for NASCAR, I'll give you the qualifier names and all that, give you the games that played in MLB. Here, 1 second, let me give you the games that are on Fox today. 1 second, as I'll bring that up. It's on Fox, you know, Channel Fox. It's local, I believe. Where is it? Hold on. Jesus. I can't find it. Where is it? This is not good. Hold on. Oh, well, here's one thing. On the Cardinals and Cubs game, you know that that's really big and all that crap. Cards and Cubs, I hate the Cubs. Grr, Cubs. Anyhow, the Cards and Cubs went 14 innings. So, yeah. God, get listings. Today on Fox Saturday, listen, I'm looking, everyone. Fox Saturday baseball. Gosh. Oh, here we go. At 1 p.m., it's the Angels and Indians. Oh, well, okay. This Saturday, tune in to MLB on Fox. Hold on. Let me get the special music on. All right, here we go. Here's the special music for this. This is Major League Baseball sports theme. This Saturday, tune into MLB on Fox for four games, starting with the Giants, Mets, and Angels and Indians at 1 p.m. Plus the Cards and the Cubs and the Phillies and the Dodgers at 4 p.m. That's basically all we got for you all. Let's play our outro of the sports theme song, and then we'll call it a day. Bye. Thank you for watching. Listening. See y'all later. Hopefully we'll get another broadcast in by night. Y'all enjoy and listen tomorrow.